The Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thanks, Craig. Maybe we need to change our bedrooms. Is there something going on in our bedrooms at night that is untoward? That is evil?
Probably yours.
Well, I have noticed that I think in a couple friends' homes, I've noticed mirrors covered in the bedroom.
With junk?
No.
Oh.
With blankets or towels or some sort of sheet.
Okay.
And I didn't know what the deal was with this, but then I run across a TikTok where it's explained, and multiple videos of this explaining, that you got to cover your mirrors. You cannot have an uncovered mirror facing your bed at night, because that lets the evil spirits in.
Hmm. Okay.
We are now in the information age where truth and science reign supreme, and this is what we've come up with. We've got a billion-dollar industry developing algorithms to feed us superstitions from the 1400s.
Why don't you just take the mirror down if you don't think
Well, that's what a lot of people do. They don't have any mirrors in the bedroom because that's a portal.
Okay.
You think there's something to it?
No.
You don't? Well, no. I was watching Psychic Leah. She's a psychic medium and a demonologist.
This is on the Banana Channel?
It's not Banana Channel. This is on the what has become the National News Network, which is TikTok.
Okay.
But yes, having a mirror facing your sleeping body is nothing but disaster. You're nothing but an invitation for disaster. You're not supposed to crack mirrors. We all know that, right? You also know that you're not supposed to repeat names into a mirror.
Never heard that one.
Really?
You can't look at them at 3 a.m. Do you ever do the trick where you look in a mirror in a dimly lit room and you watch your face morph? That's crazy.
No.
Yeah, that works. It's so great.
I have the feeling you believe some of this stuff.
I'm just saying, we don't know everything.
Well, no. I don't know everything, but I don't think some sort of spirit's going to come wake you from your sleep.
She says you will have unwanted spirits if you have a mirror facing your bed. You have all types of spirits in your home, and you don't want to be the one that I have to come out so I can clear something low vibrational.
Okay.
Typically an entity that isn't particularly nice. So if you suffer from restless sleep, she says it's probably the mirror and the energy that's...
Okay. All right, that's great.
And
where are you getting your energy?
And you should not even consider owning a secondhand mirror because it could harbor withheld energy.
Hmm.
Remember Billy Bob Thornton, the actor? He would not have any antiques in his house because it was almost like borderline phobia that any old object in his house, he could not have that. And it wasn't a fashion deal. It was about
spirits from the past.
It was about the energy, the ghosts, the psychic material that carries with those objects. And I've always thought that. I grew up in a home that had nothing but antiques. My mother was a huge antique person. Like, she had incredible taste and knew all about antiques, and that was her passion, was antiques. So our house was filled with all these old objects, and you'd ask her about it, you know, and, okay, this is an early American object, this is, you know, and you're looking at tables that would be in farmhouses where they didn't have that many objects, and you knew those people lived a hard life. So no, I think about that, like, what do these objects witness in the course of their 200, 300 year lifetime?
Sure. Interesting to think about, but I doubt they carried those spirits from the 1800s
into
modern time.
Would you be creeped out to know that, and what I'm about to say is very sensitive.
Okay.
Okay. But, like, wouldn't you be creeped out if you found out later that this table that had been in your home, that some farm woman was assaulted on top of that table.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy, and, but I would have no idea. Yeah.
But you, it wouldn't bother you to the sense of like, yeah, it's creepy. Why is it creepy? Why are you saying it's creepy? It doesn't carry forth with it that negative energy of that act, so why are you creeped out by it?
Well, it's the same reason you're creeped out by the limousine that you want to buy that President Kennedy was assassinated in. Something
creeped
bad.
Out or sexually attracted to? I don't know what you're saying there.
Yeah. Well, I guess if I got it at a reasonable price, I would still be, well, okay, that happened. But, hey, it looks pretty good there in the dining room.
Some murder homes, they don't bother you either.
Yes, of course. We've talked about that before, that you ought to have to disclose that.
But the question comes up, why disclose it if you're saying, if according to you, that no negative energy carries forth?
Well, yes, because I don't really think it does in a vase or a mirror.
But it does in a house.
It's a little bit different with the house, and I can't really explain it. But, but I guarantee you, if you've bought something used, it's probably been around something that was really negative. Either someone yelling at a spouse, or you know, maybe something terrible did happen at that house. But okay, it won't have any effect on you.
That you know of.
That I know of.
You may be having all kinds of problems and suffering in your life. You may not be getting good sleep, and it may be.
That stupid lamp over there, if we just got rid of that, everything would be fine.
Stuff like this, I always look at from an investment perspective. Seems like a very low investment to just get rid of that mirror or cover it, just in case these people are right.
The just in case line of thinking.
Like, why risk it? In case there's something to what these people are saying when it's like a five-second fix.
Mm-hmm. But then again, you also have a mirror that's just covered all the time, and every time you're getting ready to go out and you want to look in a mirror, you go, okay, I got to uncover it, and then I got to recover it. I'm running late, but let me just go ahead and do this thing so I don't want to let a spirit in while I'm out of the house. And
all you're doing here is playing both sides to find my area of discomfort in this argument.
Yes, because Gordon Key. That's what thought experiments are all about.
I would take down the mirror. I would not cover it. I would just remove it.
Do you have a mirror in your bedroom?
No.
Okay. Is it because of this, or is it just that's the way it happened?
I don't want to see the reflection.
Oh, no, George.
What about those 70s swingers that had mirrors on the ceiling?
Pictures of champagne on ice?
And pink champagne on ice. Mm.
Yeah, I don't know what you do in that case. Well, as long as they're not secondhand mirrors. Well, I guess even firsthand mirrors. Yeah, why don't we call new things firsthand?
Firsthand?
Like I say, I went out and bought myself a firsthand laptop. I guess I don't say that. I say new laptop.
Hey, everybody, I got a first-hand car.
So you don't believe it, Craig, but you will act as though you believe it.
I don't not believe it.
Hold on. Let me just follow it real quick.
Okay. I'll tell you right now, I'm not afraid of a mirror or something, some sort of object from the past.
Or a farm
red table. You may tell me the history of what.
See? See there? That's what I'm talking about. So we all do have a little bit of that in us.
Yeah, I do. I have a little bit of things carry bad energy in me.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And when we used to live in the same neighborhood, Craig, well, those were all old houses over there.
Yep.
And you guys know that one of my passions, which I may be speaking about sometime soon at a mm-hmm. venue that maybe I'm speaking so cryptically, it doesn't even matter to anyone but you two. But yeah, I loved researching those old houses in our neighborhood. And I found out all kinds of bad stuff that happened to those houses. And they'd be like houses that my friends lived in. And I face the ethical quandary of, you know, do I tell them what happened in this house? Like, I have the story. I even know the room it happened in. But what is the right thing to do as a friend? It's something they can't do anything about. They're renting this place for a whole year. They're locked in.
I would only tell them if you are witnessing that these bad vibes are negatively impacting their life and you can prove that.
Otherwise, how do you prove it?
Otherwise, you can't tell them.
You can't prove that that's the thing that's making them drink so much.
You can't not prove it.
I wouldn't tell them.
George, hold on. I got to make a diagram real quick.
Right, make your diagram.
I think Homer's I understand. Pray,
stay, slay. And I'll tell you, don't worry about it so much. In that case, don't tell them and stop reading or stop watching the Banana Channel. And I think your life will be better.
TikTok?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
It's going to rot your brain.
Yeah, there's...
there's evil spirits in a mirror. Oh, yeah. You better cover that with a sheet.
So if there was a murder in your house that happened...
Let's talk about your house.
That was a necessary added word.
Let's talk about your house, Mr. Lee Harvey Oswald, bathtub owner. Related to your own life. You're the one that's into this.
If you knew there was a murder that happened...
In your house.
Then would you want to find out? Like at this later date. Because we've all lived in our places for quite some time now. So you already know what the place is like. It's not like you're trying to make the decision of whether to get a place or this place or not. You already got it. So at this later date, would you mind finding out that there was a murder that happened in there?
It's pretty creepy, but it's not, again, it's not going to think, okay, we got to get out of here.
Right. Because you're like, hey, we lived here. It's been fine.
A long time ago.
Okay, so I will, dang it, your place was new and you got it, so can't do it to you.
But I'm sure something...
Craig, yours was somewhat new, so I have a very limited window that something bad could have happened before you were there.
I'm sure something on that site in the last 200 years, something crazy happened.
Right, yes.
Doesn't matter.
That's what I need to figure out.
Doesn't matter. We got enough problems not to worry about what happened 75 years ago.
I need to figure out whether your house was built in an old... Indian burial ground.
Blah, blah, blah.
Native American burial ground.
He's not listening to you anymore because he said blah, 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 blah.
It's just so childish.
That's how I shoot him out.
I'm trying to have a discussion with you about mirror spirits. Uh-huh. Well, high-level stuff.
That's fine.
We good.
All right, the end.